From the newsroom at news.com.au.
This is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, December 23rd. The majority of restrictions currently in place across Greater Sydney will remain in force over Christmas, with a few changes to be implemented. Here's New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
In relation to Greater Sydney, there will be no changes but for one tweak, and that is on the 24th, the 25th and the 26th. You can have, of course, 10 people into your home, but you'll be able to have, in addition to that, children under 12. So on the 24th, the 25th and the 26th, if you're in Greater Sydney, you'll be able to have 10 people in your home, which is what you currently can have, but you can add kids under 12 onto that. Now, after that period, on the 27th of December, for Greater Sydney, we revert back to just 10, including children.
So to recap for those listening in Sydney, on December 24th, 25th and 26th, you can have 10 people into your home with children under 12, not counted in that number. People in the northern part of the Northern Beaches will remain in lockdown. However, they will be allowed to have 5 visitors between the 24th and the 25th of December if those visitors reside within the same boundary. New South Wales health officials have placed 140,000 residents across 36 new suburbs on high alert after the sewage surveillance program detected traces of the virus on the state's central coast. The region also has one positive case, as well as another case from Western Sydney who visited Avoca Beach recently. The virus was detected at a treatment plant in Kingcumber, serving the Gosford area on Monday. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant confirmed on Wednesday. For all the latest on the Sydney and New South Wales COVID breakout, go to news.com.au right now. We'll be back after this.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll finish in entertainment news, and after the record purchases for this year's blockhouses.
56. 4,256,000 a bid now. Quickly. 4,256,000.
Well, 1 month on from that auction, Jimmy and Tam's million-dollar profit is nowhere to be seen, with the news that buyer Fajk was unable to complete the sale. Despite the shocking turn of events, Jimmy and Tam remain the season's winners, keeping the $100,000 prize money they were awarded for scoring the best auction result. But if they want to see any more money from their stint on the block, they must first sell their house to another buyer and hope it goes for a premium price again second time round. And finally, everyone's talking about the first official trailer of Coming to America 2 dropping. It's the sequel to Eddie Murphy's breakout movie from back in the day, and it sounds awesome.
Well, I be damned. Look who done come up in here.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte and Ebola.
Famine and Blood Diamond.
Nelson Mandela and Winnie.
Those hungry babies with the flies on the face.
Hey, oh, that's too much. Now, you stepped over the line. Now, we won't be talking that kind of shit about the hungry babies. You're going to have to get out of my chair.
Politically incorrect.
Coming to America 2 will be out on Amazon Prime in March. Want the chance to win $1,000 each week? Play the daily quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. And that's it from the newsroom. We'll have another update in the morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.